The avatu mam avatu vaktaram, meaning of that one, may I be protected, may my teacher be protected. Why? Because aho ratran sandadami ritam vadishyami. I'm ambitious to know about the truth and I want to follow, abide by the truth. For that, may I be protected, may my teacher be protected. We have been covering the karma series. The karma means action. Action, and the reaction also is called as, every action has a reaction. Reaction also is called as a karma. Karma, action part and reaction part. And as I mentioned in the previous class, the Newtonian third law works on the two dimension, action and reaction. But in karma theory, there is another component added, which is called as a time. We can't say when I will get the result for my action. For every action, there is a result, there is a reaction. But when it will happen, how it will happen, it is not in our control. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Kalosmi. He is the control of the time. He dispenses the results in the appropriate time, and the type of reaction we get, Sri Krishna says he is the custodian of karma. All the actions, it is, we can't say, I did this much, I should get this one. The reaction time, and it can, how the reaction comes, it is not in our control. The reaction, to exhaust the reactions, sometimes it may take many lives to exhaust the reaction. In Upanishad talks about, we do enough karma in one life, at least for 10 more lives to come. 10 more lives, so much of karma we accumulate. We are born with a bundle of packet, that like we go on a holiday that your credit card is this much. This is your limit, spending amount. We are born with a karma called as prarabdha karma. When the karma is exhausted, no more credit left for me to use this body, so body drops off and I go out, pick up another bundle of karma and come back. The one I am born with, it is called as a prarabdha karma. I have to go through that one. Prarabdha, I have to go through the bundle of karma, what I have got with me. And in the backyard, in the storehouse, what is called as sanchita karma is there. And far away, to be not yet been, sanchita and agami karma, not yet been booked into the stock. Once it is booked in, it will be translated into prarabdha karma. They are still in waiting in the warehouse to be accounted for, the sanchita and agami karma. The prarabdha karma, we are working on that one. And we think we are the free lunch. In karma theory, there is nothing like free lunch. People say that I have a right, pick up only the good things I have and I will ignore. You can't cherry pick. There is nothing called as free lunch. You have to, I can't say I only take from others, I won't contribute back. Nothing like called as free lunch. You have to contribute back. In the karma theory, there is nothing called as a free lunch. And we lead a careless life. Careless life, thinking that I'm unstoppable. The karma theory doesn't work that way, and we work careless life. We keep on accumulating more and more karmas in our life, and there's so much bundle, so much, so heavy load. We are carrying a heavy load. By doing the action, you cannot exhaust the karmas. We have gone through millions of lives, through millions of species, we have gone through, still, we are not satisfied eating the fruit of karma. The action, reaction is called as fruit of karma. We are not satisfied eating the, we keep on accumulating more and karma, and keep on accumulating the karma. In Mundaka Upanishad beautifully talks about Dvasuparna Sayuja Sakaya Samana Vriksham Parishaswa Jate Tayorannam Pippalam Swadvatti Na Ashna Anyo Abhichakashiti. In the tree, two birds are there. One bird keep on eating the karma, this fruit, never satisfied. So much of eating, continuous eating, still not satisfied, still sulking. Whereas the another bird is there, it never eats the karma phala. Karma phala, we claim that I am doing, I am the enjoyer. We keep on claiming that one, karma phala, keep on eating, never satisfied. Another bird, it talks about the God in the Bhagavad Gita class also we touched upon. Sri Krishna says, he has no concern for why he is doing. Sri Krishna talks about he has no favorites. He is doing no attachment. Therefore, karma na lipyate. No attachment. Though he does everything, no karma pala. We keep on eating and still sulking. Sulking and the karma theory, it is talking about you must offer that our actions, whatever we do, it's an awkward action. Incomplete action with limited knowledge. Whatever we do is a mess, chaos. And whereas the Lord's action, janma karma cha me divyam, Sri Krishna talks about. His actions are great, perfect. Our action, however brilliant, is imperfect. Imperfect action, that is why there is a, in Vedas talks about Sri Krishna, about the God, Aham Brahmasmi. What is Aham Brahmasmi means, only God's action is perfect. Our action, however great, is that one imperfection. So people mistake that sloka Aham Brahmasmi, saying that I am God. Not to mistake, it is a statement of the God. His actions are perfect. Not to say your actions are perfect. That Sri Krishna is talking about, he adds the new dimension to the karma theory. One is action, reaction, and the fourth dimension, dedicate all actions to me. Dedicate chetasa sarva karmani mai sanyasya matparaha. Buddhi yukto upashritya machitta satatam bhava. Sri Krishna talks about, do all the things, not to be a lazy person. In karma, there are karma is there, vikarma is there, and karma means action, akarma means inaction. I don't want to do anything, it's not a solution. You cannot run away. Avoiding is not a solution. Akarma is not the solution. Vikarma means wrong action is not the solution. Sakama karma, selfish action is not a solution. It is talking about dedicate everything to the Lord and chetasa sarva karmani. Do everything. Dedicate it to the Lord for the betterment of the others. Chetasa mai sanyasya. Not to claim that I did that one. And buddhi yukto upashritya, having the proper understanding, machitta satatam bhava. Always establish your thoughts on the highest possible. Think of not you, think of others. Your life is given, your karma, how to convert the karma, your sanchita and prarabdha karma, how to mitigate that one, like a roasted seed. If you plant it, if you put it under the soil, it won't germinate. How to annul the action of your karma is dedicate to the Lord. Dedicate your actions to the Lord such that roasted seeds, it won't come. And that way, the karma, you will be able to mitigate the impact of prarabdha karma, and sanchita and agami karma won't haunt you. Haunt you, dedicate. And Sri Krishna talks about again, ashraddaya hutam dattam tapastaptam kritam chayate asadityuchate pro partha nacha tat te na iha. Sri Krishna says, if you do not have faith in what you are doing, at work or whatever you do, daily chores you are doing, no faith, ashraddaya, but still you are busy. You are doing so many things, you are not interested. There is no shraddha, no conviction, no faith in giving. And even if in the charity, if giving out of compulsion, hardly I put, take it and give. Outside, there is no hutam dattam. Giving also no faith. In action, no faith. In austerity, no faith. No sadhana, no faith. No faith, Sri Krishna says, that is called as asat. There is a Shanti mantra, asatoma sadgamaya. Asat, you have to come out of that one. Have the faith in what you are doing. Faith, conviction. That conviction, you get the conviction. Conviction in the by the grace of the teacher. Without the teacher, you can't get. You can't get. All your actions are asat. Sri Krishna says that is asat. It won't bring in any good to you hereafter nor here. Here it won't make you any good, nor hereafter you can't take. Importance of the teacher and right company, divine grace. And the striving within. There is an urge within to, I have to come out of the asat. How to come out of the asat? Sri Krishna talks about, and Sri Krishna, having known that one, evam jnatva kritam karma purvai rapi mumukshibihi kuru karmaiva tasmatvam purvai purvataram kritam. Like so many people have excelled in their life, in the past, the scriptures talk about how the great people have achieved, having known this one. Kuru karmaiva tasma, you have to do the action. Sri Krishna says, you must act. Kuru karmaiva, you must act. Like how the great achievers of the past have done, you have to do purve purvataram kritam. How people of the great achievers, don't say that it's impossible. People have shown by doing, you have to do that one. Karma Yoga is a must. You can't escape, Sri Krishna says, you can't escape karma. And having born means bundled with karma, you are come. Sri Krishna shows the exit clause. Otherwise, you are trapped. You have come through millions of life. Again, it will be, you are coming through. He shows the path of exit from this cycle, vicious cycle of coming and going. Sri Krishna says, Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam, do. There's no free lunch. Not to say cruising in life, not a holiday in life. Kuru karmaiva, do action. Such a way that great achievers of the past have done, you do, and get out of this cycle of coming and going and helpless living. Karma Yoga shows the path.